This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline, Terrence Fogarty, a man who is no stranger to the sports community out there because he is the author of The Canvas. He creates the great images, painting a picture literally of sports in Minnesota, especially from the ground on up. Terrence, thank you for joining us tonight.
Yeah, good to hear from you, Mike.
Yeah, I got a chance to spend some time with you earlier today, and we were talking and looking. And I got to tell you, it was healthy for me just to look at your work. Because for a minute, and I didn't realize it would have this effect on me, for a minute you remembered all that is good in Minnesota and from a sports standpoint, all that we have seen and experienced and done and all those things we can see on your canvases. And it reminded me of that, and it was a wonderful takeaway for a while, diversion. Because you go, oh, yeah, we can get back to that. We don't know when, but we can get back to that. I don't know if that has that effect on you, but it's because you're surrounded by it every day, but it certainly did on me today.
Well, thank you. That's awfully nice of you to say. That's probably the highest compliment an artist can hear, that the work has some sort of an effect on the viewer. So I appreciate that.
Do you think in some respects that's at this time, I mean, for you in terms of satisfaction, just to know that it's somebody's home where it hangs, they look and they go, oh, yeah, man, that was really cool. Even if it wasn't their own, it might have been symbolic of something that they related to. Is that a great sense of appreciation for someone like you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the whole point of, I think, of you do the work for yourself, but unless you get reaction from people and can show it to people and get feedback, it rings pretty hollow if it's just you looking at the piece. So when you get that emotional attachment to some of the work, it's that really hits home with me.
How has the coronavirus affected you and your job and your vocation?
Well, you know, like we were mentioning this afternoon, I mentioned this afternoon to you, in a real sense, the work sense, it hasn't changed my routine a great deal. I work at home, so I get out of bed at the same time, and I go up and I work pretty much the same hours. It's curtailed some planning of trips this summer that I would have taken to do some photo reference work and for future paintings, but from a day-to-day work standpoint, it really hasn't changed a great deal. I get to see my 17-year-old daughter quite a bit more, which is great. I mean, that's a good side benefit of it. But artists are kind of social distanced anyway.
Yeah, guys are recluses.
We lock ourselves in a room and sit in front of an easel, and that's the way the work gets done.
And that's what I was leading into, because so many people now, they're not artists, but for the first time they're at home, and maybe some of them are living at home by themselves in an apartment. Maybe some of them don't have a lot of contact over the phone because their job is such, and maybe their social life to an extent was during the day being in a place where there are other people where they could run into and talk to. What advice do you give them? Because you've been, this is the way you've lived your life as an artist forever. What advice do you give them about how to get up during the day, how to get the most out of it, how to keep yourself motivated when you don't have, some would say, the luxury, some would say the burden of having people surrounding you?
Yeah, I mean, discipline is something that I've learned. It wasn't necessarily just inbred, but if you do something for 30, 35 years, you realize that work has to get done and that you have to set. I'm a creature of habit, so I have to have a certain time of day where I paint. I take the same time in the afternoon to either exercise, eat lunch, that type of thing. So, but it's learned. It's not, you know, when you, especially in the summertime, you look outside and it's kind of, you know, you want to get outside.
Kind of inviting, yeah.
But you realize you've got work to do. So there's an element of discipline there that I don't think that I can't really necessarily offer, you know, specific tools for doing that, other than it's just something I've learned over time to set my work day very rigid, like. So that's the way I get my work done.
Now, see, I have deadlines, so I have no choice, right? Every day, radio, TV, boom, boom, boom. And I thrive on that because it means I have to get it done. Do you find when you have the freedom, does it help to set artificial deadlines? In other words, to say, especially when you're left your own devices, to say, by 4 o'clock today, I want to have done this much. Does that help you because it gives you a sense of urgency if you're alone?
Yeah, I think if you're working on a painting that's going to take you a month and a half, sometimes 2 months. Some of the paintings I do will take that long. I think you have to break it into blocks, and you have to say that I'm going to do this section today. That's what I'm going to work on. I can't think about, you know, 2 months out. I have to work, just get what I need to get done today. And that's always helped me, if I can break it into sections like that of a painting.
Terrence Fogarty is our guest, sports artist extraordinaire. You have a love for amateur baseball, and I do too, and lots of great memories on the diamonds and et cetera, and you capture that in many of your paintings and your prints. Does that one, in some respects, is that a natural in what it offers you? Because if you go to enough ballparks, you're going to see things that are iconic without them even realizing it. They're just staples at the ballparks that you go to, whether it's a silo over the right field fence or a swimming pool beyond the left field fence or whatever it is. Does it just lend itself to artistic creativity?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love that type of imagery. And it's so accessible. That's the thing. I'm going to miss it this summer if they don't get out and start playing, but it's, those town team games are so accessible. You mean you can walk anywhere. There's really no restrictions. People don't think twice about if you're taking pictures. And you can just kind of immerse yourself in the surroundings. And it's a great way to spend a night, but it's a great way to get, reference for paintings. And yeah, I love the small town, casual, laid back atmosphere. It's not so rigid. There's no ushers and, you know, sitting in your one seat. You can just walk around and I guess just the laid back quality of it that I love.
I guess, too. There's also an assortment of colors in an amateur baseball game. You've got the green grass. You've got maybe a cornfield in the background. You've got a scoreboard that you know, can illuminate if you want. You've got the blue of the umpire. You've got the uniforms that pop, whether they're red or yellow or green. You've got a grandstand. You've got people in the stands if you want. You've got a dugout. I mean, there's a whole lot of things there to work with, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, and there's things, you know, even on the periphery of the diamond. There's, the concession stand, the kids throwing the ball around outside the fence of the park, things like that. Just the visiting team coming in and getting ready, sitting on the tailgate of their pickup truck and getting into their uniforms. And it's very Americana type of subject, and that's what I love to paint.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.